Morning. This past week's staff was the Vine Zion in Mesechus Erevin. Let's start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vov on the base. The Mishnah says as follows: Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If there's a wall between two Chatzeres, Gavoy Asoroch of Abo, the wall is 10 Tfachim high, which is the Shir Mechitza. Loich of Abo, 4 Tfachim wide. Maven Shnayim Ve'en Maven Echon. We've seen in the past, and comes from these Mishnayos, that two Chatzeres which are adjacent one to the next, the different kind of situations that we could have as far as whether they have the option to be Ma'arav together, Ma'arav separate. Sometimes they don't have the option. They either could only be Ma'arav separately, or they can only be Ma'arav together. And that's basically dependent on what's dividing them. If there's a machitza between them, so that's the halacha that we have over here, that they can't be joined, being that they don't have any hishtamshus one to the next. Well, the mere fact that the machitza is there separates them. We spoke last week about this. And then you have a situation when we have some form of Pesach which is between them. There is a mechitza there, but there's a Pesach in the mechitza, and that facilitates the shtamshus one to the next. And that's where we saw you have the option over there, either to be ma'arav together or to be ma'arav separately. And then we'll see. Then, in certain situations, when there's a pirtza in this separation, and we can't view this as a Pesach, as a pirsa, and that's mevatel the mechitza, the separation between them. So then they have a din of one chatzar, and they must be ma'arav together. So this Mishnah right now is talking about the din when you have a proper koisel without a Pesach. That's the halacha ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. Now Rashi, by the way, makes a point over here. The Mishnah over here seems to be giving two conditions: the height of the koisel, which is yud tefachim, and rochav dalet, which is four tefachim wide. Now Rashi raises the question that do we find a condition in mechitza that has a certain width? Rashi says as follows: the first Rashi, koisel shemayim shtechat says height enoka rochav abo mishum sefer enoka lei. Rashi says that the reason why the Mishnah mentions over that it's four tefachim wide, really, as far as this bovo, this piece in the Mishnah, the truth is that it's really not relevant. There is no such condition like that.
What, a minimum four?
Yeah, a minimum four.
A minimum one would also be considered a koisel?
Width, yeah, we'll see. Seven? Yeah, the Kol of Rashi says at the end. Right? There is no shear of the width of a koisel. Right? As long as it, you know, it could stand up and, you know, it doesn't, There's no requirement for the width. So therefore Rashi is saying that this that the Mishnah mentions at this point, it's really only because it's necessary in the sefer of the Mishnah. The boy the Mishnah Hebrew Paris, that in the sefer of the Mishnah, well, the next part we'll come to talk about that, that's where it's necessary. So that's why the Mishnah already mentioned it now. But if you jump to that, the last line of in Rashi gets back to the point. However, as far as the condition that it should be considered a mechitza, beholdu posya have a stima with the smallest amount called to anything, any width is considered a stima of ein ma'arvin echad. Stif Rashi says that the mention of roichav abo in the Mishnah concerning the first halacha in the Mishnah. The truth is that there is no condition really of Rechav Abo. All we need is that should be Gavaya Asura, and the Mishnah mentioned it now because in the latter part of the Mishnah, it's something which is necessary. So the Mishnah already put it in now, since you know the Mishnah is talking one case. But this is really not a condition over here. Okay, so that's one important thing to know. Now let's see the Mishnah further. The Mishnah says like this. Hoy b'roi shepedis. We'll get back to the Rashi when we see this. Hoy b'roi shepedis. So we have this wall which is between two chatzeres. Shem mechitza, ten tfachim high, fine. But it's four tfachim wide, right? This is what we want to focus on right now. Four tfachim is a shemokim. Hoy b'roi shepedis. Let's say they were pedis. Fruit, food, on top of the koisel. Elo oilem mikan v'oichlin, elo oilem mikan v'oichlin. That either of the members of each chotzer could climb up onto the koisel and eat on the koisel, on top of the wall. Uvashli ridl matan. But they can't bring the food which is there down into the chotzer, seems to say. So this is the second halacha in the Mishnah, and this is getting back to Rashi. Rashi says, and this is really why the Mishnah mentions the Dal Tfochim. Let's just see that back in the Rashi over there. Rashi says, Mishum Sefer Nokale, the Bala Mishnah Hebrewishe Pedis. In the Sefer, it says, if there are fruit on top of this koisel, Elo Oil Mekan Vauchlin, Uvach Rid Lamato. Now Rashi goes to explain. The Choshe Vishusa Ba'ampe Navshe. That the case is that the koisel is dealt for him wide, so it has a chashivus of a reshus by itself. And it's not bottle to the two sides. Were it to be smaller than that, it wouldn't be a sheer bifnei makom bifnei atzma. So then it would be bottle lekan, and it would have a different din. But being that has a sheer choshev, mokum efnei atzmai, so that's why the din in the Mishnah is as it is.
Even though it's above 10?
Right, even though it's above 10. But we always find that the size, right, the width, right, erich and reichav, plays a role in the sheer mokum. In order for it to be considered as a place by itself, it has to have that size. And the Gemara will discuss what the halacha is in such case when it's smaller. But Rashi says that the din of the Mishnah is dependent on the Rochav Dalet, this halacha of Rosh Peres. Now, the Rishonim talk about, it's important to mention this now, even though the real sugi is a little bit later, but we've so far touched on this many times in the past, so I think it's kedai to mention the point over here that Tosis brings up. It would seem to be that the halacha of this mission is that you can't carry from the chotzer onto the koisel down to the chotzer. It's a different rishus, and just like you need to be ma'ariv to carry from one chotzer to another, so too that you need to, you know, to join these two rishuyas. Now, whether there's a way to join it or not, it's a different question. But being that it's not, so that's what it would seem to be. And on that, Tosfos raises a point that we know that the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah later on, but like I mentioned, we've come across a number of times that there's a machlekes, Pshimin, Chachomin. The Pshimin Shita is that Gagais, Chatzeres, and Chafifes, and Shus Achas, the Kem Shishov Subusayachim. The Pshimin says he's the maker in this Inyan. And he says that Gagas, Chatzeres, and Kafibs are all considered one Rishos, and therefore Tiltal is mutter from one to the next. It doesn't require an Erev at all. And even the Chachamim, who argue on that, but they hold that Chatzeres are one Chatzer to the next, has a din of a Rishos Achas. So being that that's so, so what's the problem over here to carry from the Paris from here to the Chatzah? This is what Tosfos is discussing over here. If you look over here, let's see in this Tosfos, if we pick up like five lines down, Tosfos says, "Va'asya masnisin deloy kerb shemin." Tosfos says, and it would seem to be that our Mishnah would be not like Rav Shimon. Dilidi day, because according to him, mutter lahayrid lahavi. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter to take the papers down from the top of the Kosel into the Chatzar and from the Chatzar up. So the Mishnah over here, which is telling us that it's Aser, seemingly wouldn't stim Rav Shimon. Because he doesn't need an heir. The Omla Kamon, Rav Shimon holds, Gagas, Chatzis, Kafir, Shachas, Lekem, Shachas, Besaychem. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So Tosfos says that it would seem to be that this mission is not Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, an Erev is not necessary. So the fact that the Kosel is a Mokom Choshev is not gonna change things, because even if it were a Chotzer or a Gag, you could carry one from the next. Inami Tosfos says, Afilka Rav Shimon Asya. However, Tosfos says that we could explain the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon. He's really quoting the Gemara later on. Like, you see in the Gemara that Tosfos quoted, this that all these Vishuyis according to Rav Shimon are considered one Mokum, that's the Kelim Sheshav Subesoychan. That's only Kelim, when Shabbos came, that were already in one of these. However, Kelim that were Shavas in a bias, even if they were taken out over Shabbos, the heter, but these kelim don't have the heter to carry. So when Tosfos is saying that it comes from Rav Shimon, that the bias to bring it into the bias, that would be also. Now, I really didn't say that over properly over here, because it's really two different points. But what the Gemara is really saying over here is that Lamatan will translate to mean, I mean, these Paris were Shavas, you know, on the Kosel, right? So you really don't have that din, right? Shavas Bebayis, right? These Paris maximum Shavas in the Chotzer. However, this says for Shus Achas is only for these issues. Everyone agrees that a bias is considered different from Shus. And if according to Rav Shimon, when he say, in order for us to make the mission work out, Rav Shimon, have to say Lamatan means into the bias. Then in the Chanami, if you just want to bring the Paris from the Kosel down, that will be Mutter. And who I didn't, if the Paris were in the Chotzer Ben Hashmoshes, you could bring them on top. Right? The problem is, according to Rav Shimon, just when the bias is involved. So these Paris, which were Shavas, let's say, on the Kaisel, they're not Shmoshes, so it would be also according to Rav Shimon to bring it into the bias. And that's what the Gemara says, that's how the Gemara makes it that we could learn this Mishnah even according to Rav Shimon. And the Isser that we're talking about over here would be from the top of the Kaisel and bring it into the bias. Now Tosfos now goes further and talks about according to the Rabbanon, and he asks the question, even according to the Rabbanon, from Tamer ul Rabbanon. See the white line over the next line. Tosfos Rabbanon, am I also lahuri lamato lechotzer? Now in the Gemara over there, it's very clear that we only need to translate lamato lebayis according to Rav Shimon. Now that's what the Gemara is saying over there. According to the Rabbanon, we don't. According to the Rabbanon, we can translate the Mishnah simply. Lamata means into the Chotzer. Based on that, Tosfos is asking that we could ask a similar question, which the Gemara deals with, according to Rav Shimon, on the Rabbanim themselves. Tosfos says, because Hamoid Rabbanim the Chatzeres Rishus La'atzmon, Rabbanim agree that Chatzeres are this one type of Rishus Chatzeres are Rishus La'atzmon. Machlokes is whether a Gag and a Chotzer, these kind of things, but a chotzer itself, which is the same one, the same type, chotzer lechotzer is rishus achas.
We're assuming what's on the wall is considered a chotzer.
Yeah. Right. The next part of Tosfos, which we're not going to go into now, entertains the possibility that maybe it would have a din of a different rishus of a kafif. But the right at this point, Tosfos is assuming that on top of the kosel would have a din of a chotzer, and therefore it should be mutter according to the Rabbanan. So why is it that it's clear from the Gemara that it's also to take it from the Kaisel into the Chatzar itself? Right? You don't have to talk about Batim, like the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon.
To be considered as a Chatzar would have to have two Batim, no? Opening into it, so why would this be considered as a Chatzar?
Well, okay, I mean, those requirements are really in order to be matter to use an Erev and these kind of things. Right? Right now we're really talking as far as as far as the din of a Rishus Achas. I don't know if it needs necessarily needs those requirements. Here. So now let's pick up over here because this is what's important to know. Like this, if the third to last line in Tosis at the end of the word Vahadusharu, Tosis. So the question that we're dealing with over here is like this: Rabbanan hold that you don't need an Erev to carry mechatzel chatzel, right? Things that were shavas in the chatzel to bring them into another chatzel, right? There's no bias involved over here. It's mutter without an Erev. Therefore, what is our Mishnah saying? At Paris that were on top of the Kaisel, you can't bring a Lamata into the Chotzer. What's the problem? Right? They're burning hold that you could carry Mechotzer the Chotzer. So Tosis says as follows like this. For Hod Shor Abon Mechotzer the Chotzer, and Dafka Kesheloi Irva Kol Chotzer La'atzma. This, that they're burning hold that one may carry from Chotzer the Chotzer, that's Dafka. If each chatzar itself did not make its own erev, so it did make it and its own erev. So therefore, it can't. Each chatzar can't take from kelim which are in it in the houses into the chatzar, right? So in that situation, then that's when it's mutter to carry kelim that were shavas in one chatzar to the next chatzar. Why is that better? The answer is the leshchichi man debatim bechotzer. Right? We came across this before that the Rabbanan shita is that you may carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. The same kind of rishus. You don't need an eruv. Kalim that were shavas in a bayis. That's also now the Rabbanan is exera over here that the Rabbanan made. That if each chotzer individually made its own erev, so now in each chotzer they're able to take kelim that were in the bayis, shavas in the bayis, into the chotzer. So you're going to find in the chotzer during Shabbos kelim that were shavas. Now these kelim can't be brought to the chotzer without an erev. Only kelim which were shavas there. Now this is very confusing. Right? To remember what's what, and a person could see what you're doing, and he'll. So that's why the Rabbanim made Xeril and they said that this that we hold that you don't need an Erev in order to carry Mechatz L'Chatzah, that's only in a situation when you don't have any Kalim which are awesome. That means you don't have any clay batim in the Chatzah. If I know for sure this Shabbos there's no clay batim in the Chatzah and the only Kalim which are in the Chatzah are Kalim which are Shabbos in the Chatzah, then fine. Then you could utilize the Heter which actually is. But if clay batim could be found in the chotzer because an erev was made. So now there's already room for a gzeir because it's very confusing to remember what's what, and a person's going to look at it, he just sees that you're carrying kelim from one to the next, he's going to think that it's always mutter. So that's what we're talking about over here.
Shimon is not loyded to this gzeir?
That we had the right. Machlok?
Yeah.
That we had the machlok?
Right. So that's
a, it's more.
Right. That's cheshbon. It's machlekes amiroim about this, but that's so that's what Tosis is saying over here. As far as Rabbanan shita over here, right? I mean, there are no cheshbonis. Rabbi Yochanan about this, but this is the base over here that we want to start with. That Tosis says that therefore in a situation when each chotcher was ma'ar of the atzma, so then you don't have the rabbanon's heter of carrying a chotz lechotzer without neiv, and that's what Amish is talking about. As places says, "Avol ilko chotz leatzma gazvin and dama os lafuki mani debatim lechotzer acheres." Okay, so that's the setup for our Mishnah over here. Let's talk about the Rabbanon Shita. Our Mishnah is talking about an Isser to be Moitzi Mechotzer Lechotzer. This is the type of Isser that we're discussing, to take the Peiris that were on the Kosel, bring it down into the Chotzer. That's this Isser of Hoitzah Mechotzer Lechotzer. And the reason why it's Osir is because that in we're talking about that each chotzer made its own erev over here, so therefore shchichei mani debatim in the chotzer, and this is a situation where you have the gzeira, which Chazal didn't allow you to utilize the heter that you usually have. So in this situation, it's also to be moitzi mechotzer lechotzer.
Mani mean?
Kelim. Oh. Mani and kelim. Right, so that's why you have this over here. So therefore, so it's important to know that according to what Tosfos is saying over here, that the iser in the Mishnah to be moitzi, to take the peris from on top of the kotzel down over here, is because we're talking about that each chotzer was ma'ariv by itself. But if it wasn't, then nechanami, then you wouldn't have the problem. Okay, so just a little background over here, and you know, when we see this sugi later on, we'll understand this better. But it's important to make this mention now, that according to what the Gemara and Mishnayos talk about later on, we have to make arrangements to understand exactly what's the situation over here that we're dealing with Israel. It's not so simple. It has its specific situation that we're talking about it over here, because there definitely are situations where it will be mutter. Okay, so this is what we're saying over here. We're talking about a situation where it's also lahoitzi mechotz lechotzer, and in this situation, that's what the Mishnah says over here. So the kosel itself will have the din of a chotzer if it's Rochav Dalid, it'll get that halacha, it'll have the Isser L'Hoitzi Mechotzer L'Chotzer, and therefore, the Mishnah says that it's mutter for them to eat the peiros on top. We're not concerned, they'll bring it down, but it's also to bring it down. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. Okay, let's quickly see the last part of the Mishnah. Nifta Kosel Ad Eser Amis. If the Kosel has a breach, Ad Eser Amis Ma'av Shnayim, if the pirtza is within 10 amos, this is what we see many times before, that has a Shem Pesach, and therefore it has the halacha of a Pesach. If the pirtza is larger than that, the pirtza reaches Eser amos, so it doesn't have it in Pesach, it's considered open one to the next. It's in one chotzer, and in order to be matted tiltul, they'll have to be married together. Let's see the last Rashi over here. Yesi mikan, if it's more than 10 amos, this piritza, have a piritza, as opposed to a pesach. Have a luhu, kulhu kedyuri chotzer achas. Then we view everyone over here as the dwellers of one chotzer, v'meiv kol echel achas la'atzma, and if they would, each chotzer would make their own eruv, havluk achoknes eruvim, it would be just like in one chotzer if they split up an eruv, not everyone joins in one eruv, or it's an elal eruv. That would be the halacha, that they must join together in the eruv. If not, they'll ask on each other. Okay, now let's get to the main sugi over here. Zot gimor, ein boy abo mai. Now, the second bov in the Mishnah, which talks about the peiros which are on top of the kosel, and that's where the Mishnah is giving this condition that it's reichav abo, that the width of the wall is four tefachim. On that, the Gemara asks, so it's apparent that it has a different halacha. Ein boy abo, my, if the wall is not four tefachim wide, it's less than that, my, what's the halacha in that case? Omer Rav, so we'll see, it's Machlokes Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rav, Avesh Terishuyes Shol Tois Boy. Being that the Kosel itself is too small to be a place by itself, that the aver, the ear space of each of the chatzeris on each side, sholtes boy, they rule over it. And layozes boy afilu milanimo. And therefore you can't move the Paris at all. Can't make the Paris at all. Which means that we view that place, we look at it that just like each chotzer, you can't carry one from the next. So that place of this, since it has no chashivas by itself, so we look at it as a place which is joint from both, and therefore they'll ask on each other. That's what it is. It's not a place by itself. And each chotzer will answer on it. Therefore, Rav holds that you can't move anything at all. I feel a millennium, you can't move it.
Let me join from both.
Two chatzeres, right? Yeah. You have a wall in between over here. So as long as this kaisel is four wide, so it's a mokum by itself. It's a mokum by itself, so fine, maybe you can't carry it from here to there, but on this kaisel, you can move it, right? There's nothing, yeah. Right? There's no problem to do that. Yeah. But if it's less than Dalet Amos, less than Dalet Fochim, less than Amos, so Rav holds that these two rishis that are adjacent to it, these two chatzeres, they are shoylet, they rule in that place. And since they're both in that place, so each one is like schlepping it to itself. So therefore it'll answer. It'll be equivalent. We'll look at it, if you move, we'll, it's equivalent to carrying from one to the next.
Couldn't even move it down Amos?
You can't move it at all. I feel manima. You can't move the Paris at all. Right? That's what the Mishnah's coming to say. The Gemara's coming to say, in the case of the Mishnah, on the coastal, you're safe, right? You want to move it on there. As long as it's not moving it down, you can move it wherever you want. Right? And according to Rav is saying that if it's less than Dalet, now it becomes more chomer that you can't even move it within the coastal itself, on top of the coastal itself. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ave beis rishuya shoulders boy, kimid loichosh al nevi rishusa, since it's not large enough, so it doesn't have the chashivas to be its ownership, bottle gabit havayim, so it's bottle to both of the chateris which are right near it. Rishus beis hachater shoulders boy. And therefore, the rishus of both chatzeres rule on that place. Therefore, he can't even move it on top of the kaisel. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan zok to Gemara Omar. Yochanan argues. Yochanan says, "Elu malim mikan va'oichlin, ve'elu malim mikan va'oichlin." On the contrary, Rabbi Yochanan says, "In this situation, it's more kal." Right. Rav says the situation is more chomer that you can't even move it on top. Bechan says no. In this situation, it becomes more lenient. In this situation, you could even transport the peiros from the chotzer to the kaisel and vice versa. Elo malin kan va'ochlin, malin mikan va'ochlin means to bring up. You could bring up something from the chotzer onto the kaisel. Rashi says, "Malin mechatzeder in the roisha." You could bring up, you could carry something. If they were placed in the chotzer, you could carry it onto the top of the wall. Kuadin the meridin, and so too you could bring it down. Rashi just pointing out that the Lashon HaGemara says to bring up. The Mishnah says that you can't. Rashi read the lamata. Like the Mishnah asks you from bringing top to down. So we to learn the Gemara Dafka, we might think that Rabbi Yochanan is only giving a heter, and he's not being mad what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that you can't bring down. Rabbi Yochanan is saying you could be mad to bring up. And that Rashi says definitely there's no difference. V'adin de meridin. Of course, the same means that you could bring down. Meaning to say that Rabbi Yochanan is mad to the Issa that the Mishnah says. Mokam Ptur hu, botel kan al kan lahokum. This place over here is a Mokam Ptur. It's less than Dal Tfochim, is a Mokam Ptur. Hu, botel kan al kan lahokum. It's botel kan al kan lahokum that in dealing with each place next to it, we look at it as if it's part of this place. And the other Rishos has no bearing on it. We could deal with it each concerning this specific Haitzah that I'm making. I could view this as one Rishos, and therefore it will be Mutter. Now the Gemara goes further as follows. Tanan, the Gemara right now is coming to ask a question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Elo Oilim Mekan V'Loichlin, Elo Oilim Mekan V'Loichlin, that the Mishnah says that it's mutter only to go up and eat there. Oilin in Malin Loi, it's mutter to go up, but to bring up, to carry from the Chotzer onto the Kaisel, that you can't do. That you can't do. And then the Gemara is supposed to be asking a question over here. In fact, the Gemara, you see that you can't bring up. Gemara, that's Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Oilin in Malin Loi. Let's just see what the Gemara answers. It's a little very, very hard shock by Tari over in the Gemara. Oilin in means that the person himself could climb up.
Oh.
But Malin, but to bring something, to carry something from the Chotzer onto the Kaisel, that's not permitted. So the Gemara says, this is supposed to be a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if the Kaisel is less than Dal Tfachim, you could even transport from the Kaisel, from the Chotzer to the Kaisel. And that Gemara is asking, well, the Mishnah says not like that. And that the Gemara says, Hachi Koma, Yesh Be'abo Abo, Oilin In, Malin Loi. No, that's what the Mishnah means to say. That if it's four, that's when the din is Oilin In, Malin Loi. That he could only the person could go up, but he can't bring anything with him. Ein Be'abo Abo, but if it's less, Malin Nami. He could also bring up. Now, this is a very, very difficult shock of time tomorrow, which Tosis and Lubishonim ask over here that, I mean, I had the more thing to ask from the Mishnah. That, I mean, we know the Mishnah is speaking that if it's Dal Tvachim, why? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if it's not Dal Tvachim, what didn't it have? So, what's the more is asking from them? The Mishnah says that it's only Mutter to walk up there, but to transport from one to the next, you can't. I mean, that we understand. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about it, that if it's different than the case of the mission, that's when he's coming to do that. So what do they want to think to ask the question? So this is the Tosfos over. The second Tosfos, Oilin Malmoy, Temu. Tosfos asks, it's a wonder. The Michael Sakal Daito, what did he want to think? What went up to the mind of the Makshin to ask this question? V'chila yodat Rabbi Yochanan ayri be'em be'abo. Didn't we know Rabbi Yochanan speaking em be'abo? I mean, the mission is clearly abo. Right? Rabbi Yochanan is Ein Barabo, right? So, well, what do we think to ask the question? It would seem to be from the, over here that we didn't know Rabbi Yochanan was speaking that of Ein Barabo. Why should the Makshin have thought like that? What's the basis of this question? So Tosfos says as follows, and pretty much the Rishonim go with this. Mahalach over here. Yesh leim, the saka daitach, the time drab yechen, the mishum de enrigilis, the shtam mishum, v'lei asri ahadodi. The Gemara at this point had a different understanding in Rabbi Yechen. And so this is what Tosfos is going to introduce to us over here, that the two ways had to understand the basis of Rabbi Yechen's din. Rabbi Yechen's saying a halacha, which is matir, to carry one from one to the next. Now the Gemara, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara originally understood Rabbi Yochanan, the reason for Rabbi Yochanan is Mishum de'en regils l'shtam mishom, that being that the Kaisel is 10 tefachim high, so it's not usual to be mishtamish on the Kaisel, and that's the basis for Asri Adodi. And that's why they wouldn't answer on each other. Two places which are not normal hishtamshus, one to the next, wouldn't answer on each other. That's how the Gemara originally understood Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, the Gemara was saying, "V'u'adim bereichav dalid." That if that was the reason, Rabbi Yochanan, so really, it's not dependent on the width at all. Therefore, v'u'adim bereichav dalid, it should follow that even if the kaisel is rochav dalid, should have the same halach. The point is that it's 10 tefachim high, ve'ein noach l'shtamish shom, and the usage is not easy, simple usage. It's a little difficult because it's a little high. So that's the basis of the question. The Gemara was understanding that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is because of the height. The height of the kosel, which is Yutzvachim, to be mishtamish from a place which is 10 tefachim high to a place which is lower, 10 tefachim down, they don't answer one to the next. And at that, the Gemara was asking that if that's the reason, so then it should follow that there's really no difference whether the kaisel is dalad wide or not dalad wide. So therefore the Gemara was able to ask from the Mishnah, even though we know that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about something which was less than dalad. But that really was the point of the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara is saying that according to my understanding of what you're saying, your halacha shouldn't be limited to something which is less than dalad. Because what establishes halacha is the height, and therefore, as long as it's yitzvachim high, it should have the same halacha. So why does the Mishnah say that when it's rocha dal, things change? Right, that was the way the Makshin understand. That was the basis of the Makshin's kashan. Now Tosfos over here raises it. He says according to this, we could understand something else. The Gemara comes out a little bit better according to this. Because the way the Gemara seems to be going, if you don't learn like this, so the reading of the Gemara seems to be that somehow, whatever it was, that we thought that we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, right? We thought Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, was talking about Rochav Dalet. So in fact, Gemara kasha, you see that the din of Rochav Dalet, it's not mutter, right? It's awesome. So in that text is going to ask in a minute that, so why is that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan more than Rav? I mean, both Rav and Yochanan are saying that in Rochav Dalet has a different din than the Mishnah. When the Gemara is asking the question, for some reason thought that they were talking about the case of the Mishnah, so the Gemara's kasha is that the Mishnah says a different halacha. So it's a kasha on Rav just as much as it is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So why is the Gemara asking this question only on Rabbi Yochanan? We could ask the same kasha on Rav, that the Mishnah is mevuyer, that you could be oichlin on top of the kaisel, right? You could move it, right? And Rav says you can't. So if the basis of the Makshin was because the Makshin thought that these Amoraim were talking about the case of the Mishnah, then it should have been a kasha on Rav just as much as on Rabbi Yochanan, because they're both saying a different halacha than the Mishnah.
Why is it a question on Rav also?
Because Rav...
What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah says two things. The Mishnah says, on the one hand, that it's also to transport from the Kaisel onto the Chatzar. But on the other hand, the Mishnah says that Oichlin Lamala, Eilu Oichlin Lamala V'Oichlin, Oichlin Lamala V'Oichlin means that on top you could do what you want, right? You could move the Paris.
The Gemara doesn't ask it straight on the Bi'achim. You could interpret the Gemara to be addressing it to both of them.
No, but look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says... Oilin in Mal and Loy, right?
Yeah, but it's not addressing specifically Rabbi Yochanan. It could be encompassing Rav too, no?
No, because what does Oilin in Mal and Loy mean? That the Gemara is being medayik from the Mishnah that the heter is only to be Oilin and to be Mal and not. So the more is directing the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And if we were to ask this on Rav, so the kasha would be that Oilin's mutter. And you're telling, right? And you're telling me that Oilin's also, right? There's two parts of the Mishnah, right? You know what's mutter and what's also. So the Gemara is clearly asking a kasha that the head of the Mishnah is limited to Oilin and not Malin, and you're giving a greater heter than the Mishnah does. Right? That's the Gemara's asking. Right? According to Rav, the kasha would be the opposite, that the Mishnah is matter more than your matter. And as if we ask it if we'd ask this kasha on Rav, so the kasha would be that you see the Mishnah is matir to be oilin, and you're asking oilin. My Rav says that
came over on top. It doesn't say. It doesn't talk about it. Though.
Well, that's the relevance of oilin, right? The relevance of oilin. I mean, to walk onto the coastal. That's not the point of the heter, right? The point of the heter is oichlin, that you could eat the peris, right? Which requires to move the peris. So this is the next part in the Tosis. That's the saying. And that's why, according to what we're explaining right now, the basis of the Gemara's kasha is we know that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about a different case than the Mishnah. But the Gemara is asking, based on an understanding of Rabbi Yochanan in this other case of Ein Bei Dalid, the Gemara is saying, well, the only way I can understand what your heter is because it's a certain height. So then what's the difference how wide it is? That's what Gemara is asking. Avla Rav, the time Mishnah the bottle, who l'shayich elav Ein Bei Dalid al Dalid. That of course, the more understood properly Rav's time, that the point of time is of Rav's time is that being that it's small, so it's bottle lakan lakan. So that's something which we understand very well is limited to Ein Bei Dalid al Dalid. There's no room to ask such a question that according to your reasoning the Mishnah also should be like that. There's a clear distinction between the two. That's why according to Rav we never asked any questions. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara's understanding that what's the basis of the heter, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara originally thought that the heter is based on the height, therefore the Gemara is asking a question. Well, if the heter is based on the height, so there shouldn't be any difference between how wide it is. And you see from the Mishnah, says that if it has this width of Dalit, it's also, and according to you, that the height is matter, so it should make a difference. That's how Tosfos explains the Shach of Tarif the Gemara. And the Ritva adds, according to this, that's really the hemshich of the Gemara. V'ozer beichel and the taime, right? That this is not like just like a new thought that the Gemara. Like, find many times the Gemara says that beichel is l'shitase. But according to this is really the hemshich. That because the Gemara's teretz really is introducing to us a new understanding or a beichel. That's what is really happening in the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara is speaking out that there definitely is a distinction whether it's Rochav Dal or not Rochav Dal, because what changed? What changed is the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is also such a halacha of the fact that it's not a sheer mokim, so it's bottle. And that's what the Gemara means, for other Yochanan time it. Right? That's the Hamshach Gemara. Right? And for the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan is not like we thought because of the height. The reason Rabbi Yochanan is because of the size. V'oz Rabbi Yochanan Taimit, like we find a similar situation over here. V'oz Rabbi Yochanan Taimit, the Gemara says, "Chayos Rav Dimi, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mokom Shem Be'arbo Arbo." We're talking about an area right now which is all the same level. Mokom Shem Be'arbo Arbo. Well, actually, it's not really so true, but Mokom Shem Be'arbo Arbo. Mutlav Nevishus Harav Nevishus Yochel Lekate Folov. Right. Actually, this is talking about. If you have a shirabim, let's say, on one side, a shiyoch on the other side, and then you have some kind of stoop in between. Right? A house, right? The mission talks about, right? If you have a house, and then you have the stoop, and then you have the shirabim right in front of it. So on that, Zokt Gemara, B'yechman says that it's mutl nevi shirabim shizayoch lekate folov, that they could arrange their packages, mean to say that someone's coming out of the house, so he made an akira from Ziyachin, he could stop off on this stoop over here, even though he's making a hanocha now, but being that it has a din of a mokam tur, it's mutter. And similarly, someone who's coming from the street, from the Shisarabim, steps onto this thing, he also could put his package down over here. And the reason for that is because since it's less than dalat fochnav and shem mokim, so it's bottle lakan lakan, and wherever you're coming from, we view it as that reshus. Uvashle achlifu, you have to be careful not to be machlif. In other words, that you shouldn't bring it in. But if you're just taking it just from the Rosh HaYochid to here, or the Rosh HaRabim to here, that's mutter. So this is what the Gemara is saying. So this really is the basis of Rabbi Yochanan. If you understand this is the basis of Rabbi Yochanan, then we understand very well why it's limited to less than Dal. The whole het is based on the size of the place. It doesn't have a shem mokum. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara asks, Rav Lesle Hod Rav Dimi. The Gemara is asking a question. Well, it would seem to be from over here. This is the basis of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav, who argues on Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that on the contrary, the fact that it's small, then the two rishus are shoulders by, and therefore it asks us. So in this case, we should say the same thing over here. Right? That should follow. You have this mokum tur between rishus yochanan and rishus rabbin. You should not be able to carry from one to the next, because we'll view the mokum tur as that other rishus, as if you're doing that. Now the Gemara is asking this over here, making an assumption that we can't say that Rav argues on that. Rav doesn't tell us why not. So maybe he taka does. So Rashi fills us in over here, and Rav says like this. If you look at Rashi on the side, Rav lesser Rav Dimi bitmiya. Rav is asking a question. It's actually a mission over here. That's the mission over there. Bryce over there, which clearly says the heter. So that's the basis of the Mora's kashon. That Rav can't argue on Rav Dimi because it's really based on a Bryce. That's what the Mora means to ask over here. So if the Mora wants to know that if Rabbi Yochanan over here, which is matter, is based on this halacha over there, and Rav definitely has to agree with that, so how could Rav argue? And that Gemara says as follows: Ibishu is the raisa hachinami. When on the two sides of the mokum Torah are rishus the raisa, one to the next, then hachinami. Then that's where Rav agrees, and that's where the Mishnah says it's mutter. Hachav ma'askim ibishu is rabbonon. Over here, an interesting thing that we're told about rishus rabbonon, because it's rishus rabbonon, that's a reason for a chumrah. Why is that so? The Gemara says, "V'chum also chizuk l'rei miyaseh mishol teira." And we find many situations that Rabbanon gave chumras in their dinim, depending on the necessity. But there are situations where it's more chumr, and the reason for that is just because being that it's Rabbanon, so people can make light of it, and therefore they had to set up a certain stringencies in order that people are careful. So that's the difference over here. Rav says, of course I agree over there, but over here, since we're talking about Mishus Rabbanon over here, the Isurim are our own Rabbanon, because it's all Mishus HaYochid to Mishus HaYochid, that we're dealing with over here, on both sides. So that's why Chacham also Chizik Levayim, and that's the basis of this halacha over here, that if the Kaisel were to be less than Dal Tfachim wide, then you couldn't carry on the Kaisel at all. Let's see the Rashi. Rishus d'oraisa, goin rishus harabim v'yochid. If on the either side of the makom tur, like you have in that Mishnah, there's a rishus d'oraisa. So that's where it's takamutter. We'll look at the makom tur. It's bottle kan lahokol. However, Rabbanon over here, Rav will tell you chatzeris. Our case are rishus Rabbanon, rishus yochid v'yochid, who on either side they're the same teres rishus. The whole Yisr is only Midrabbanon. So over here, it was necessary for Rabbanon to strengthen their dinim, and that's why Chazal asked it over here, even though it's mutter there. So in truth, Rabbi Yochanan's heter is based on something which everyone agrees on. The question is the application, whether that heter applies here or not. Rav holds then, in this situation over here, it's also because also Chachamim Chizik L'Devayim. Now, Tosfos over here raises a point that according to Rav, when we say that heter, when you have the Mokum Tur, which is between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashayochid, that heter is limited to Rishus D'Oraisa. But Rishus D'Rabbanon, we don't have the heter. Taisus wants to know that what would be in a situation if you have one Rishus Haravim, one Rishus Deraisa, one Rishus Rabbonim. Let's say you'd have a Carmelis on one side of the Makom Torah and Rosh Hayochid on the other side of the Makom Torah. This Chumrah, right, of also Chachom Chizr Gevehim, does that, you know, it would seem to be, I think we would really assume that that the also Chachom Chizr Gevehim means is that if you can't come to a deraisa, so that's where it was necessary for Chacham to give chizuk. Now, and therefore, that means that unless you're dealing with two rishuyos deraisa, so you're dealing with a possible chiyuv deraisa, then it wasn't necessary for Chazal to make this iser. But if you're not dealing with a situation where there could be an iser deraisa, so then that's where also Chacham chizuk levein. And therefore, it should follow according to that, that If you had anything less than Rosh Ram and Rosh Sayochid on the either side of this Makom Torah, then it's not more than the Rabbon, it should be also Chizal Reveim. Taisus says not like that. Taisus is like this. Nira, you see, and this is the third Taisus over here. Taisus says, Nira Dafko Kihocho Shehakol Rosh Sayochid. This that Rav holds that they were machmer and also chizal reveim is dafka in this situation shehakol rishus hayochid ela shelo irvu, that it's all one type of rishus and the iser is because they were ma'arev. Avam makom shem medal radal shemen shayochid karmelis. However, if you have a makom tour between a rishus hayochid and the karmelis, ein nira shiach like Rav. Over there, Tosfos says that the also chizal reveim would not apply. Rav would agree to Rabbi Yechanan over there. And there, sheyach like Rav, ela mutar neim shayochav ne karmelis the katef olov. Over there, it will be mutar. And Tosfos continues on whether arrive from the Gemara, not arrive from the Gemara, but the halacha that Tosfos is saying, Tosfos is limiting this that our Gemara says that. By Rishuyos Deraisa, they didn't make a chizik. By Rishuyos Rabbanan, they did make a chizik. Tosfos is saying that doesn't mean that if the worst that could happen would be an Isser Rabbanan, and then also chizik Levim and Rav's Isser would apply. Because Tosfos says that's not true. If you have two different types of Rishuyos, a Rosh Hayochid, and a Karmelis, even though it's not more than an Isser Rabbanan, which could possibly be from these two places, nevertheless, Rav was not also chizik in that situation. Dafka in our Gemara over here, when it's rishus aches hakol rishus hayochin, and the whole Isra over there is because of evil. That's the situation where Chazal were concerned that a kul might come out, and they felt that it was necessary. But when they're two distinct rishuyos, that wasn't necessary. That's what Tosfos says.